Ferris Wheel Park was located at 1298 North Clark Street in Chicago. Today's address would be 2645 North Clark Street. Ferris Wheel Park operated sporadically from 1896 to 1903. Though the Chicago World's Columbian Exposition closed on November 1 of 1893, the Ferris Wheel stood idle on the Midway until April 29, 1894, when a new site was found. It took 86 days and cost $14,833 just to dismantle it. That would run you over $400,000 today. In 1895, the wheel's inventor, George Ferris, found a new site for it on Chicago's north side, adjacent to Lincoln Park, and only 20 minutes from the city's principal hotels and railway stations. The wheel's directors sold bonds hoping to landscape the grounds, build a restaurant, a beer garden, a band shell, a vaudeville theater, and paint the wheel and cars. Ferris' partner in the plan was Charles T. Yerkes, which Yerkes' involvement with the park is debatable, the transit magnate who owned streetcar lines adjacent to the site. Resistance to the project arose from the community, delaying, but not precluding its opening in the fall of that year. The community nonetheless, was able to vote the area close to the sale of liquor, which doomed the planned beer garden. A reproduction of an admissions ticket for the ride confirms that, indeed, a vaudeville program had been introduced as part of the attraction. The address on the ticket, 1298 North Clark Street, is misleading on two counts in terms of where the wheel was actually located. In 1909 there was a street renaming and renumbering project undertaken by the City of Chicago. It was during this time, for instance, that many of Hyde Park's streets obtained their modern names. In this case, the street number 1298 North Clark from the year 1896 translates to a location on the northeast side of the 2600 block of North Clark Street, near Wrightwood Avenue after the renumbering process. Indeed, the whole strip of land from what is now 2619 to 2665 and Clark was to be devoted to the enterprise. The ride, which some have jocularly claimed drew more complaints and lawsuits than patrons, experienced financial problems and was seized by the Cook County Sheriff in November of 1896, just before 37-year-old George Washington Gale Ferris' death from tuberculosis in November. But Ferris Wheel Park continued to remain open for business. Ferris Wheel Park was established in 1896 in the area south of Belmont on the corner of Clark and Drummond. As the result, the community of Lakeview lost the opportunity to the South Lincoln Park neighborhood. Shortly thereafter, and with vocal citizen opposition from a newly formed civic group called the Improvement and Protection Organization, IPO, the owners of the new park, which was in receivership, had to file for bankruptcy in 1900 due to lack of local community support and general city patronage. The lack of support of the park was due to its location within a residential subdivision. The residents of both Lincoln Park and the Lakeview neighborhoods were not fans of the owner of the park, Mr. Yerkes. Yerkes owned the Chicago Electric Street Railway that owned and operated streetcars on Evanston Avenue, now Broadway, and Clark Street. For years, Yerkes tried to circumvent property owners by trying through city governments to acquire property for his company without due process. It would be like trying to locate a Six Flags in the middle of Chicago's loop. The wheel remained in operation until 1903 when it was dismantled and transported to the site of what would be its last hurrah. The Ferris wheel was brought to St. Louis, Missouri for the 1904 World's Fair. After the St. Louis Fair, the Ferris wheel was sold for scrap. When a sale to Coney Island failed to materialize, it was destroyed with 100 pounds of dynamite, after several attempts, and the parts taken away for salvage. Local legend says the Ferris wheel's axle was buried with the rest of the Ferris rubble in makeshift landfills at Forest Park in St. Louis, Missouri.